one of the largest health care providers to participate in the Affordable Care Act, says it is canceling its expansion plans and may withdraw altogether. Aetna made the announcement saying it expects to lose more than $300 million on its Obamacare business this year. Sarah Cliff is senior editor at Vox. She writes about healthcare policy, and she's with us from Washington. Sarah, why are they losing so much money on Obamacare?
So that part's actually pretty simple. They're losing money because the people that are signing up, they're sicker than they expected. One of the things that Aetna's CEO said in their earnings call yesterday is that the people who signed up in 2016 were sicker than the people who signed up in 2015, which means they have to pay more bills, that they're spending more money on their enrollees. And that essentially explains, you know, why they're suffering these losses, that they weren't able to predict the health of the people who were going to sign up, and they ended up with people who had worse health conditions than they were expecting.
Still, this is pretty significant because Aetna was seen as one of the few major providers of health care to really get behind Obamacare.
It is significant. We're now, you know, as the Wall Street Journal reported this morning, in a situation where the five major insurers in the United States have all reported losses on the Obamacare exchanges. You know, this doesn't mean that the exchanges are in a death spiral. I think it's far, far too early to kind of declare, you know, some kind of systemic problem. However, I'm sure, you know, the Obama administration would like to see the reverse. I think they would be much more pleased with the situation where these really big carriers were earning money and not be in the situation we are now, where you have all the major plans selling on the marketplaces, you know, reporting losses this year.
And is it possible that Aetna and other insurers that are facing losses because of their business in Obamacare will actually pull out altogether from Obamacare?
So we have seen United pull out almost completely. That United a few months ago came out and said, we've suffered losses. We're really not going to play on Obamacare in any significant way. It really remains to be seen with Aetna. As you mentioned, Jeremy, they have decided to not go forward with an expansion. They were initially planning to expand into five additional states. They said they're no longer going to do that. I think it'll be pretty important to watch on what happens to the 15 states they already sell in, whether they continue selling there or if they're going to pull out of some of those states, which would be much more disruptive. It would mean that, you know, some people there would have to find some new insurance plans.
And I guess the other question is, what would happen with Obamacare if insurer after insurer decides to pull out? Would we move more towards what a lot of the liberals wanted in the first place, which was more of a single-payer system, because that would be the only way to keep people covered?
So I think single-payer is still a little while off. You would need Congress to do something. It would have to be kind of a lot would have to change to get us to a single-payer system. I think, you know, what you could more plausibly see happening is you see some of the brand names we know, the people who provide insurance to, you know, people who get insurance at work, like Cigna, Aetna, United. They might become small players on the marketplaces. They might become non-existent because they really weren't equipped to sell to individuals. They're used to selling to really big companies. Mm. And you might see some insurers that, you know, those of us who get insurance at work are less familiar with. You know, these are insurers that have maybe worked with state Medicaid programs, that have more experience in the individual market. They might come to dominate the marketplaces. So you could see a shift in who sells. You know, that would mean, I think, Obamacare is doing okay. You have people who want to sell. The point where it would not be okay is if nobody wants to sell, and there really isn't a backup plan for that.
That's Sarah Cliff, senior editor at Vox, talking with us about the announcement from Aetna, the healthcare provider, saying it is going to pull back on its participation in Obamacare. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.